You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law, and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him that asks of you, and from him that would borrow from you, do not turn him away. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who shall despitefully use you, and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be you, therefore, perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Matthew chapter 5 verse 38-48. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus calls his followers to a radical life of love that reflects the perfect character of God. It is not enough to love those who love us, anyone can do that. True children of the Father love their enemies, give without expecting return, and endure wrongs without retaliation. This is the standard of heaven. And Jesus makes it clear, only those who obey this call to perfect, selfless love will be counted as true children of God. There is no halfway in the kingdom of God. Be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.